This is Slashdot Review, the weekend summary edition for Sunday, October 24th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of the highlights from this weekend's contributions to Slashdot.com. And rounding out the program, we'll be featuring a song from the GarageBand.com artist, Paradigm. And now a look at some of the highlight items from this past weekend. Lead headline from the weekend is probably the most disturbing. It's entitled, How Technology Failed in Iraq. Synthespian wrote in on Saturday that, quote, U.S. troops in Iraq were supposed to have a clear superiority in the battlefield because of sensors and networking devices such as aircraft and satellite-mounted motion sensors, heat detectors, as well as image and communications eavesdroppers. On April 3, 2003, the task to take over a key Euphrates River bridge about 30 kilometers southwest of Baghdad turned into a bloody hell. Between 25 and 30 tanks, 70 to 80 armored personnel carriers, artillery, and between 5 and 10,000 Iraqi soldiers came from three directions. This massive firepower and soldiers attacked a U.S. force of 1,000 soldiers supported in just 30 tanks and 14 Bradley fighting vehicles. A number of issues surrounded the availability of bandwidth and its distribution. Some places too much connectivity, other places not nearly enough. Sometimes intelligence was passed along verbally over FM radio. The link on Slashdot connects to a 5-page summary, a very serious article about how the Iraq War was supposed to be a preview of the new U.S. military. A light, swift force that relies as much on sensors and communications networks as on armor in huge numbers. Once the shooting started, the technology fell far short of expectation. A very disturbing read. In other news, developers can assess the potential for Firefox as a platform. Strudelkugel writes that Business 2.0 reports Firefox is becoming a problem for Microsoft. But Firefox is not just a problem as a browser. Its potential as a platform is significant. It all adds up to a business opportunity for startups, established software companies, and web giants alike. Although Ross and the nonprofit Mozilla Foundation don't stand to make any money, the Firefox open platform gives it enormous potential to hatch a new class of applications that live on the desktop but do business on the web. After 40 years, the Alvin submersible has been retired. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot, the legendary deep-sea manned submersible Alvin is retiring after 40 years of scientific work. Alvin has taken 12,000 people on over 4,000 dives, helping to confirm plate tectonics and continental drift. It discovered hydrothermal vents, salvaged a hydrogen bomb from the Mediterranean Sea, and explored the Titanic. Alvin will be replaced by a larger vehicle that will come into service in 2008. The SMPTE adoption of Windows Media Player version 9 has hit some snags. Cisco writes that EE Times is running an interesting story about the future of video codecs for HD DVDs. The Beast of Redmond convinced both the Blu-ray Disc Association and the DVD Forum to adopt its WMV9 video codec over MPEG-4 for the upcoming VC1 standard that's mandated for high-definition video devices. That was a huge coup for Microsoft, but now it turns out that Microsoft cheated and lied. The code is not as good as MPEG-4. The Windows Media Player version 9 reference documentation is not available, and the WMV9 test suite does not exercise all the features. Thus, SMPTE might actually drop WMV9 after all. Apparently, a highly technical standards body is a little bit harder to snow than the usual customers. In the world of science, Brazil has successfully launched its first rocket to space, and it raises some questions for NASA. That short kid writes to Slashdot that, quote, the Washington Times is reporting on Brazil's first successful space launch. Since it is closer to the equator, the task of getting up to space is easier, meaning much more cargo room over fuel. So you can say hello to the commercial launch market. With this development, along with China's expanding space program, India making moves into space and our homegrown private space industry. Where does this put NASA? Does it take a load off of them to pursue bigger endeavors, or will NASA slowly decline in relevance? J.D. Auerbach writes that on the Sunday editorial page, the New York Times called for election system reform, saying, among other things, that Congress should impose much more rigorous safeguards, including a requirement that all computer code be made public. It should require that all electronic machines produce a voter-verified paper trail. Purdue University has begun to involve students with open-source documentation. Cell 4145 writes to Slashdot that the professional writing program at Purdue University recently began the Open Source Development and Documentation Project, where students and instructors across multiple sections of business and technical writing are producing documentation for and about open source applications. The community and project are modeled after the open source development model and based on service learning principles. For example, students are already working on end-user documentation and case study analysis for Drupal and market research and analysis for OpenOffice. Completed text will be published using the Creative Commons license. The mayor of San Francisco has declared wireless for all. Arvin S. Grover writes to Slashdot that San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom stated yesterday in his State of the City address that every San Francisco resident will have free wireless internet access. They apparently don't have much set up yet, and no proposal was laid out for the installation of access points in every nook and cranny of the city. And Arvin wonders what vendor is going to get that contract. For the time being, if you're traveling to San Francisco, you might be better off finding a wireless node using NodeDB or the oddly titled site Cheese Bikini. In the IT world, beware that there is a Fedora Red Hat fake security alert that's been circulating. Rick Staffy writes that, I just received an email from the, quote, Red Hat security team telling me that I needed to download a tarfire from fedora-redhat.com. Besides the fact that the writer doesn't use Red Hat or Fedora, he immediately smelled something fishy. It may not be the first Trojan targeted at Linux users, but together with the official-sounding domain, it could trick some users into downloading and running the binary. It looks like Red Hat is already aware of the issue, and according to Red Hat's page, these emails tell users to download and run an update from a user's home directory. This fake update appears to contain malicious code. Thanks for listening to the Slashdot Review Weekend Edition, Sunday, October 24th. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, as detailed on slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review Audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Today's feature track is from the band Paradigm from Providence, Rhode Island. The name of this cut is Queenskin. You can find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
All she needs is the recognition of that thing. Without a man around her preclude her downs, she can sway. And it's easy to believe that in her miscommunication nation, citizens are free, but in reality it's all frustration. Well, Queen Skin, you don't know, but you're crazy. If I were king, you'd probably still enslave me. And if you'd be so kind, just move down the line. You've no idea just how much trouble you could save me. Sure, she's looking fine, but hey man, if you see past that smile, if you want her to, she'll take you in helpless for a while. And it's easy to believe that in her miscommunication nation, citizens are free, but in reality it's all frustration. Well, Queen Skin, don't know, but you're crazy. If I were king, you'd probably still enslave me. And if you'd be so kind, just move down the line. You've no idea just how much trouble you can save me. Save me.